Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Herrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is a Twister by Carsey Blanton in honor of the big storm that blew away the Minnesota Timberwolves last night.
Yeah, what'd you think? Did you watch it all?
I mean, I had it on. I wasn't paying super close attention. And at one point, I was just wanting to see how big the score would get, right? Once the benches cleared, I flipped it off. But it seemed like that game was over from the jump, really. I mean, it wasn't – it's one of those things where it's easy to talk big because you have to. Like, you know, we're talking about all the things you're going to do and how important it is or whatever. But then you're out on the floor and like you pretty much you kind of know you're going to lose. And like, you know, that was not the most spirited fight ever by a team. But like, I don't know if that would have mattered, you know. And so, you know, 1-2-3 Cancun, have a good summer, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Cancun seems pretty inviting after going up against that defense, honestly. Seems like a good place to be. So what if you're in Minnesota, and you are, of course, but if you are in the minute, how are you supposed to feel about this season, about the state of the team? Because obviously they have some big financial decisions to be made this summer.
Well, I mean, you've been the back-to-back, you know, conference finals, and that's not something that, you know, this is, as a franchise, the Wolves had not made it out of the first round that much. Yeah, right. I think only once. In the whole Garnett era, I think they made it out of the first round once. They got to a conference finals and lost to the Lakers, maybe? I don't remember. And so, like, you know, it's not like a franchise that's got a lot of history of postseason success, and now you've made it to conference finals 2 years in a row. I think in some ways last year's loss more disappointing than this year's loss. I think because the Thunder were a dominant team wire to wire, and then last year they may have even had home court advantage. I don't remember, but that was a Dallas team that was not a top seed, right?
Right.
And so on one hand, like you've got, you know, what a lot of people think is a top 10 player in the league, certainly one of the better young players in the league in Anthony Edwards. You got him locked up long term. You've got, you know, Jaden McDaniels locked up long term. On the other hand, you've got, you know, one-year starters. Mike Conley is 37 or maybe 38. I can't keep up. Mike's old. And another year starter, Rudy Gobert, has turned the corner in terms of his bell curve age-wise. And then a lot of your other best players are uncertain for next season. Julius Randle's got a player option. Naz Reid, I think, is a player option, which he will certainly opt out of. I'm not sure about Randle. Nikhil Alexander Walker's a free agent. And so there's a lot of uncertainty there, but you still have Anthony Edwards and Jade McDaniels and like to build a team around, and they should be good next season, but they definitely have, there are definitely questions that team will face. And it is not certain that it's quite possible that this iteration of the team has peaked and they will find themselves sort of restructuring it around Anthony Edwards to try to get back to this level. It's not clear that, that the team going into next season can be at the level they've been the last two seasons.
Yeah, it's funny. I've talked about whether the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves are on the same tier, and I've argued that they are on the same tier. And then the truth of the matter is the Grizzlies are in a position to have a much higher percentage of their important players returning next year than the Grizzlies than the Timberwolves are, really, and honestly as improving versions of themselves, right? Because you've got some young players on the Grizzlies team, so who knows what the offseason will bring? But do you agree with that? Like that they're fundamentally on the same tier, and the Grizzlies are. Go ahead.
I think in the West there were kind of like, I guess, four tiers in the West. There's I'm trying to remember the bottom because it's all a blur. The Jazz who were terrible and no ability to be good, right?
Yep.
And then you had, Pelicans had injuries, but I think they were 500 team at best, even if they don't have the injuries. You had the Pelicans, Blazers, Spurs, Kings, who were just like fundamentally mediocre or sub-mediocre.
Yep.
I mean, that will change for San Antonio going forward, but that's just sort of what they were. You had the Thunder, who were the best team in the NBA by every measure, and by some measures one of the best teams ever, at least in the regular season. And now they've won four playoff games by 30-plus points. First team ever to do that. They've done it against three different opponents. So, like, that's pretty good stuff. And then you have these other seven teams that finished two through eight that were separated by, I don't know, three or four games total. And, like, they were all a bunch. And the Grizzlies sort of, drifted to the bottom of that bunch, which was unfortunate because that means you had to admit you had to play the Thunder in the first round. But there's no real evidence that there was heavy separation 2 through 8. Now, the Grizzlies did finish 8. And the Grizzlies also struggled to beat those other teams, especially during the season, especially late in the season. And so, like, the Grizzlies last season, like, were deserving 8. But that's a tier, man. 2 through 8 was a tier.
So of these three who you discussed who have Randall player option, Reed player option, like Alexander Walker, I think is just a free agent.
Right.
Is there do you have a sense of who's might stay and who might leave?
I got to tell you, man, you'd asked me last week. You always want to know about the pulse of the cities, and I never have good answers for you about the pulse of the
cities. Now you know the pulse of the city?
No, but after the last time we had that conversation, I noticed two or three yard signs driving around that just said Naz Reid. Naz Reid.
Yeah.
Just Naz Reid. There'll be the Naz Reid seed art at the State Fair. So I think they really would like to have Naz Reid back. The fans would.
Yeah.
Randall was the best of those three players last year. If they do some kind of, like, their own version of it, or some kind of renegotiate and extend kind of thing, or he opts out to opt in to sign a new deal that's already in place, a slightly different variation on that, did they have the wherewithal? I mean, they have bird rights. They can just re-sign these players, I think. It's just a matter of, like, where they're at tax-wise. I got to think they won't all three be back. And so I don't know what we'll give there, but there's not a lot of teams with – there's more teams with cap space to match, like, to give a market-level offer to Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who I think maybe could be had for a full mid-level exception. Naz Reid is probably looking for more than that. I don't think he's going to get that anywhere. So I think there's a good chance that maybe Randall and Reid are back, and maybe Nikhil Alexander-Walker, they end up having to, like, go. And, they saw they got good stuff from Tarek Shannon a little bit in the playoffs, and – so maybe they feel like they can replace the Alexander Walker role easier than they can replace Randall and Reed, and those are the two guys they bring back. That would be my guess.
All right. One of the things I occasionally hear from people as they criticize the Grizzlies and the Grizzlies front office is, look at what the Thunder did. They went out and got Caruso and Hartenstein, and the Grizzlies didn't. And just remind me, I spring all these questions on you, so you may not know how any of this stuff off the top of their head. But like, they got Caruso. Like, were either of those players available in terms of the mechanisms that the Grizzlies would have had to get them?
Well,
they had some interest in Caruso. Wasn't there some talk that they had interest in Caruso?
I think I've alluded to that. I don't think that's ever been, like, hard reported anywhere. But my understanding is Caruso is among the players in the past they made offers for. along with Ananobi and Mikal Bridges and Dorian Finney-Smith and others. And so, like, before they tried to trade for Marcus Smart, I think they had made offers for Caruso. And remember the Bulls, like, really wanted Josh Giddey, right? Like, they were turning down first-round pick offers for Caruso, and I think the Grizzlies were among the teams that was giving them first-round pick offers for Caruso. And they, like, really wanted Josh Giddey, and that's who they got. And so I think the Grizzlies – Caruso was among the many Grizzlies have tried to get, and they ended up getting Marcus Smart, and we saw how that worked out. I don't think there was ever any way that – I mean, they were going to add Hartenstein.
He's just a free agent, yeah. Okay, we got the Pacers-Knicks tonight. It's actually happened a bunch. Like, 13 times teams in the NBA playoffs have come back from 3-1, and 8 of those times when – the team that has had home court advantage that did it, which is the Knicks' position. They got to win 3, obviously, but 2 of those will be at home. These have fundamentally been a close series, so it's conceivable. Thoughts on let's just start with the lineup stuff. Mitchell Robinson, Josh Hart. Like, do you have any particular thoughts on what they should do or might do?
Well, Towns, I haven't seen is Towns cleared to play? He got banged up, like took a knee hip thing. Yeah, and I don't know where he is on the injury report. If the Knicks are at full strength, there's no reason they can't win that game. I mean, all these games have been competitive for the most part, and now they're in New York, and, you know, backs against the wall, blah, blah, blah. And so, I mean, I've considered each of these games individually toss-up games. I sort of consider tonight a toss-up game. But there is a sense that the Pacers' depth and lack of sort of weak link stuff, that they have more good players and more lineups that work, essentially, that is sort of wearing the Knicks down over the course of a series. And I don't know that changes. I'm not as sold on the lineup stuff being like
critical
definitive with the Knicks. You know, I think they basically got 6.5 players and like, they're going to play them all. And then, you know, down the stretch, I don't know. I'm not convinced that the double big is intensely superior to their regular starting lineup, whatever the numbers say.
Could be our last competitive game of the season. I suppose whoever emerges will give the Thunder a competitive game. But I said 10, though.
History tells us that game 3, you know, on the road for the Thunder, you know, I think.
Right, that's the one you can get them. Right, that's where the one you can get them. You did do your piece on what's happening in film in Memphis. There's another Karate Kids movie, Legends. Is this correct?
There is. There's apparently 6 of these things. I've only seen the first one, but I've seen it 6 times, so I think that's good enough.
So you like the first one. You like the first one. Wax on, wax off. You're a fan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm of the exact age. I might be the same age as Ralph Macchio. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit younger. Probably a little bit younger, I guess. I guess I was more of a little kid. He was a teenager, like, when that movie was out. But I was in the pocket for that, you know, when that came out. But I also, and I've seen it since I watch it with my kids, and I really think, and this is sort of a lot of those 80s movies, which at the time I think seemed a little chintzy to people who grew up watching movies in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It's like we get worse all the time. But now when you look at them, there's more of a feel for real life in the margins. Like, obviously the karate stuff is total nonsense in that movie. It's fun nonsense, but it's nonsense. but the relationship between him and his single mother and the apartment they live in and, you know, the job she has and the way, you know, he struggles fitting into the new school. All that feels very, very real and very true to life. Yeah. And then you have like the silly karate stuff, which is like totally fun.
Plus Elizabeth Shue kind of got my heart. So there's that too.
Yeah, she's great.
You have, we mentioned Mission Impossible. You told us your thoughts on that. But you also have subsequently seen Friendship was the other film you talked about last week. I have to say, I don't like cringing. And this is a movie.
Yeah, I don't think this movie is for you.
Yeah,
I don't think you like to. I don't think you discomfort as entertainment.
Not for me at all. But that's what it is,
right?
Do you fundamentally endorse it?
To each his own, right? I think it's a very good version of what it is. I mean, it's sort of in the vein of you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Borat, that general kind of world. But I think it's ultimately a lot more sincere than that stuff. Like, it really is it's not that everything in the movie is realistic. It's very heightened. But it is, like, these are fundamentally, like, real people with real people issues in terms of, like, the social anxiety and the difficulty of, like, developing friends, you know, when you're already an adult. And it, like, takes these issues very seriously, even though it puts it in sort of heightened comic situations. I think it's a really good movie, but it's not a movie for everybody, that's for sure.
All right, Chris, appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
All right. If you are selling your house, Josh Hysaw would be the person to call. Josh and the team at Keller Williams Realty, 901-461-8147. And by the way, this is a good time to sell your house. People are moving. They're moving to different parts of town. They're moving into town. They're moving out of town. They're changing schools, whatever else. This would be a good moment. And it's Josh Hysaw and his team at Keller Williams Realty, 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. Among other things, he'll give you an instant cash offer for your home. So if you don't want to go through the rigmarole of fixing it up and showing endlessly and having it out there, whatever else, Josh will come over to your home. He's not one of these robocalls that's going to call and say, I will give you an, you know, and give you half of what it's worth. Full price, instant cash offer for your home. And then you got 4 months before you got to turn over the keys, and it'll be easy peasy. It's just one of the things that Josh Hysaw offers. Again, the phone number, 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. It's Thursday already, shockingly. And so that means we got Writer Than Right trivia, where if you either best Jeffrey, God bless you if you can, or play honorably, you can win, Jeffrey. What's the fabulous prize?
Jeff, we got 4 tickets to the Memphis Italian Fest. It will begin today. You can also get your tickets at memphisitalianfest.org. Also, kids 10 and under get in free.
All right. The Grizzlies and the Timberwolves took one game off the Thunder cumulatively, right? Is my math correct? I think that's correct. So we'll take caller number 1, 445-0929, 445-0929, if you want to compete on Righter Than Right trivia. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Kevin Cerrito. He's funny. Kevin's funny. You know, it's always tough. It's always tough that, well, it was in treacherous ground. John came on. John was on earlier, and we were discussing, because I had Roy Wood Jr. on, and he's funny. Like, that's his job, to be funny. And so we were discussing who's funny on 92.9, and that's difficult, because Jeffrey's funny, and we were ranking funny, and it's really hard to get into your colleagues and rank funny. And John ranked himself number one. That's what he ranked. He ranked himself number one.
Of course he did. That is funny, yeah.
So, but Jeffrey said that do you think Kevin Cerrito's funny, Jeffrey?
Absolutely, Kevin's funny.
Kevin's funny. Yeah, Kevin's funny. Anyway, so I did also. I was at Costco the other day, and Wise Rudolph was there. That's his name. And he came up to me, and he said he was playing trivia. And one of the trivia questions was, what day is Fish on Friday?
Connor, I guess, was hosting this trivia question.
Where was it? Do we know where it was?
Kevin, you remember which one
where,
it was?
Where would this have been? Go ahead.
It was a few Thursdays. It was a few Thursdays
Connor
ago.
Connor texted
so
me. Had confirmed with me.
Yeah.
What, so
he had to confirm?
Line.
He didn't know the answer?
Well, so.
Connor!
No. The confusion was we had done a special edition of Fish on Friday on Tuesday on a Thursday.
Yeah, we did. Occasionally. And well, so, when news requires.
Correct.
Yeah. So, but anyway, no, it's Fish on Friday on Tuesday. And so, and they missed it. This is one of my son's best friends growing up. And I was enraged that he doesn't know that Fishing on Friday is on Tuesday. Anyway, where are y'all going to be tonight and this week, Kevin?
I believe that was part of a gone fishing round after the Grizzlies were eliminated from the playoffs. I believe so. We had a fish question. It can be confusing because, I mean, it's purposely confusing, but we always say you get rewarded for listening to
you
this
would
show,
think it
not
would,
just
it
on
sounds
this
like
day.
A trick question, so, though. Like, if someone asks you on what day is Fish on Friday, you know it's not Friday, right? I mean, that's a trick question. Right. It can't be on Friday. You got to pick another
six
day.
Options, yeah.
Right. You've got to pick another
day. And no,
day.
You're not on Saturday or Sunday, so yeah. That narrows it down. Yeah.
Where are you going to be? Where can people find you this week?
Well, we've got trivia tonight. We're adding some stuff downtown. You know, in May, I always think about going downtown in May. It's just the month. Even though it's been raining, you know, it's the month where you go downtown. Well, we're adding some downtown locations next month. So starting next week, we'll be at the Filling Station. Memphis Filling Station is the newest brewery in town. It's right off of South Main. You can see Wiseacre's Tap Room from Memphis Filling Station. They've been winning awards for years at Science of Beer, and they just opened up a tap room. So we're going to be doing music bingo there on Wednesday nights downtown. It's Educator Appreciation Night, so we got $5 pints with your school ID. So if you're an educator, teacher, if you just work at a school and you have a school ID, you can come out and get $5 pints. Play free music bingo on Wednesdays at Memphis Filling Station starting next Wednesday.
All right. Do we have a contestant, Jeff?
We do, Jeff. Let's welcome Jason and Marion to the program. Jason, you are on.
How are things in Marion? How are things in Marion, Jason?
Oh, they're starting to dry out a little bit.
Starting to dry out a little bit. It's been a little wet over there. It's been wet everywhere, in fairness.
Did it rain again last night?
Did it rain
my
last
car
night?
Was, my
a little,
car,
but
my car looked wet again.
Yeah.
It's supposed to rain again overnight tonight.
All right. We're turning things over to Kevin. May the best man win. Thanks.
All right, here we go. It is Righter Than Right Trivia. Your job's trying to get more right than Jeffrey. Of course, you just got to play fair in order to walk away with a prize. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose automatically goes to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time if you miss a question, and then the wild chance that he misses a question, you can steal from him one time as well. That steal is open all the way through the end of the game, so you can get that extra point at any point in the contest. We're going to start with movies or books?
Movies.
Movies. What 2019 Martin Scorsese film starring Robert De Niro is over 3 hours long and attempts to explain the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa?
The Irishman.
The Irishman is correct. We have a point.
Well, 1-0.
Jeffrey, you get books. Welcome to Deadhouse was the first of 62 books in what wildly popular children's book series?
Believe that is Goosebumps.
That is Goosebumps. Goosebumps is correct.
1-1.
Welcome
We're
to
off
Deadhouse.
To a rollicking start.
Have you read that one, Jeffrey? Is that a popular one of the Goosebumps? I've never read the Goosebumps.
I don't know if I've ever finished a Goosebumps book. I feel like I was the king of like starting 14 of them, and I never made it past like chapter 5.
Goosebumps is
R.L. Stein. It was the kind of the
young adult. Is it? It's not.
I'd say it's more like
10-year-olds.
Like
what's an
elementary name? School?
Yeah, elementary school. Yeah, I think it was sort of post my kids. We didn't read them. Go ahead. Next.
TV shows or TV commercials?
TV commercials.
Mikey Likes It is a memorable phrase from some 1970s commercials for what breakfast cereal?
Well, I got a couple. I'm going to go. It's either Kix or I don't know. Was Life's a Game? I don't know if that's a cereal. Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. I'm going to go Kix.
Kix is wrong. You were right. You got it wrong. Jeffrey?
No clue on this. I mean, I know the catchphrase, but I don't remember the...
Yeah, Mikey Likes It It was a popular cereal in the 1970s and a popular board game. Life. Life is the answer here. Life is the answer.
You should have probably just stolen and taken his guess.
Should have gone the other way. Yeah, you could have stolen with the guess. TV shows. Jeffrey, what cable TV network is known mostly for true crime series such as Snapped and Cold Justice? Snapped and Cold Justice. True crime series. Or on what cable TV network? Jeffrey, you are one of the few that have yet to cut the cord. You still have cable.
God, I'm trying to remember if this is one of those ones that's changed names.
These are TV series?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are popular TV true crime series.
And Cold Justice.
I just don't remember. So the thought that's coming to my mind is Oxygen, but I don't know if that's still a thing. So I'm just going to say Oxygen because I got no other guess.
You are correct. Oxygen is correct.
Oxygen. What? Sorry, Jason. It's difficult.
Good guess.
Yeah. What's weird is that you had yours surrounded. You know, you had yours. You had life right there. Life was right there for the taking. There's got to be some lesson in that. Life was there for the taking. Instead, you went for kicks. Oh, my God. It's 2-1. Back to Jason.
Board games or biology?
Oh, board games.
True or false, at the start of a game of chess, both kings are positioned directly opposite each other on the board. True or false? At the start of a game of chess, both kings are positioned directly opposite each other on the board.
All right, so this is going to be like the last question. I'm 50-50, obviously. It's true or false. But my whole life, when I played when I was a kid, I always set them up opposite, and I would think I was wrong, so I'm going to go straight across.
So is this it's true or false? At the start of a game of chess, both kings are positioned directly opposite each other on the board. True or false? They are positioned. True or false?
True.
They are positioned. That is true. That is correct. Yes. I don't know how you got there, but you got to it. That's the correct answer.
It's tied up.
Biology for you, Jeffrey. True or false? In humans, most blood cells are made inside bones. In humans, most blood cells are made inside bones. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
Yes, that is a true fact. You got it. Jeffrey remains in the lead.
Yeah, this is a thrilling match we have underway here. Back to Jason.
Jason, you want mythological creatures or endangered animals?
Endangered animals.
Endangered. What gentle giants, whose name combines two kinds of animals, is the largest of all fish?
Oh, whale fish. Whale shark. Whale shark.
Final answer is?
Whale shark.
What's your final answer? That is correct. Whale shark. We'll take it.
Jeffrey, are you frowning at that?
No, he didn't say final.
I thought he got it. Yeah.
He didn't say final answer.
We're tied up. No, we're tied up again. Yeah. Over to Jeffrey. What is this? That's the largest. What is that? That's the largest. What was it, by the way?
The largest of all fish is the whale shark. So it's a gentle giant. It's an endangered animal.
Huh. I'm going to Google it while you ask Jeffrey your question. Go ahead.
Jeffrey, mythological creatures. What is the name of the half woman creatures that would lure sailors to their deaths with enchanting songs?
Sirens.
Sirens is correct.
4-3. But this is a thrilling match. The only slip up
life
was
cereal.
Jason saying it's either kicks or life. And like so many people, choosing kicks over life. And that's why you're in the predicament that you're in. But at 4-3, with everyone wagering,
it's anybody's game.
Let me see how many Jeffrey's going to wager. Jeffrey's
are
doing
we in
some
the final category.
Are we? Yeah, we're up to the final category.
Where did it come from? Is the final category? Yes. Where did it come from?
Where did it come? Where the final category? Let me just see. He's doing some higher math here. Okay, Jason, how many you want to wager?
I got to risk it all.
Yep. Okay, and Jeffrey's wagering 3 as well. Here we go.
Yeah, Jeffrey, not used to being in this situation was as close as it is. He doesn't have a great strategy for what to wager. All right, we've got question A or B. Question A or B?
Jason?
B.
He's going to go with B. Where did it come from is the category. The Rosetta Stone that helps decipher hieroglyphics was originally found by Napoleon's soldiers in what country?
I would like to choose question A, please.
I would like to steal.
Oh, hold on, wow. Jeffrey knows this one.
Wow. All right,
so it looks like I'm done. So can I hear the question one more time?
Well, you may not be. Let's see if you can get the right guess in here. The Rosetta Stone that helped decipher hieroglyphics was originally found by Napoleon's soldiers in what country?
Israel.
That's incorrect. Jeffrey, you have your steal.
I will be stealing. He found it in Egypt, or they found it in Egypt.
Correct. His soldiers found it in Egypt. Jeffrey knew that one.
All right, so now we're up to 5-3. Well, you got to play to the echo of the whistle, Jason. You know how this works here. We got to play to the echo of the whistle or people get mad. All right, over to Jeffrey.
But it's 5-3. Jeffrey wager 3. Yeah, so it's, there's no way to even
five
win
to
with
zero.
A steal
five
or
to zero.
Tie.
Yeah, 5-0.
Five to zero.
Yeah, 5-0. Yeah. He wagered 3. 5-0. Yeah.
Yeah, 5-0. The Carrington event of 1859 was a major storm that, if it took place today, would cripple our modern world. Where did this storm come from?
Say this again?
The Carrington event of 1859 was a major storm that, if it took place today, would cripple our modern world. Where did this storm come from?
Where did it come from?
Space.
Yeah, where did it come from, Mr.
Like the skies? Like the ocean? Like what is? Where did it come from? I didn't know what they're asking, Jeffrey, but you got an ample lead. That's the beautiful thing.
What's your answer, Jeffrey?
Outer space?
I would not accept that answer. Do you want to steal?
I'll steal it and say the sun.
The sun is correct. It, it came from the sun, specifically.
I made it respectable.
Yeah, so that made
two to
it,
one.
That
final
made
score.
It, you lost 3, so 2-1, yeah.
Yeah.
Close tilt. You played out, I believe.
Absolutely.
Seemed like it. He's driving somewhere. He wasn't Googling. All right, Jason, thanks for playing. We appreciate it. Kevin, where can people find out where you'll be?
Well, as long as we don't have another Carrington event of 1859, that event would, at least for about 2 weeks minimum, would shut down all like phones, anything digital technology. Apparently, if it hit, it would pause us and set us back 200 years if we get hit by another one of these storms from the sun. So hopefully we won't have that, even though we want some more sunshine, but not this much. All right. Tonight we're playing trivia. We got 4 locations: Evergreen Grill, Dan McGinnis in South Haven, Hampline Brewing Company. And we're at the Hueys at Southwind, but also we got Music Bingo going on. I'll be out at Laughlin Yard downtown, and we'll be at Cordova and at Slider Inn there in Midtown. So you go to CerritoEntertainment.com, find out where we're playing. You'll hear at least one of these questions at trivia tonight and at all the trivias over the next week.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Jeffrey, I would ask you, you said outer space.
Yeah.
That's the sun. Where else is the sun if not in outer space?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like he was pretty clear.
He was
like
pretty clear. No, I think he wanted a specific sun. He wanted the sun. He wanted the sun.
I don't have a problem with him not accepting.
That. No. Well, easy not to have a problem when.
Well, it was also
even if it was
pure,
a close.
It was a pure guess. Like,
yeah. All right. If you
just don't give me Napoleon questions.
If you need something framed, the Frame Corner. It's right there in the name, people. It's the Frame Corner. And it's at 5035 Park Avenue. Been there myself pretty recently, honestly. And we've got 2 stunning prints on our wall, perfectly framed in a way that I could never have done it if I had spent the next 100 years trying to perfect my framing techniques. It's why they've been doing it for nearly 50 years. 50 years of custom framing. You can buy a frame from Frame Corner, but there are some things that mean a lot to you. Sports memorabilia. You got to get a hole in one. You want the ball on the card, the scorecard. Maybe wedding photos. Maybe a diploma. Whatever it is. Maybe your grandfather's arrowhead collection that you want treated with incredible respect and to display forever and ever. And that's really what custom framing is about. It's about preserving memories. And they're great at that at the Frame Corner. 5035 Park Avenue. FrameCornerMemphis.com. Got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. We got some news that'll, I think, gladden the hearts of Mississippi State fans, Jeffrey.
And myself as well. This from Brett McMurphy. He tweets out 36 minutes ago, great news for Mike Leach fans. College Football Hall of Fame will lower win percentage in 2027 for coaches from 60% to 59.5%, which will make the former Mississippi State, Texas Tech, Washington State coach eligible to join the Hall of Fame.
What do you think?
I think this is the right call. Like, I just, in a sport where we acknowledge different jobs have different expectations, putting a win percentage threshold to me never made sense. Like, you cannot tell the story of college football without Mike Leach. Like, his impact, his influence, everything on the game. If he's not a Hall of Famer, like, I don't know what we're doing.
I think that's exactly right. He happened to take over situations where winning at that level was a real accomplishment. And is this going to be done literally for Mike Leach?
It's largely the
driving influence. A couple other things real quick. EA Sports, I had this yesterday. We didn't mention it. The cover of EA Sports College Football 26, Jeremiah Smith, the unbelievable wide receiver from Ohio State, and Ryan Williams, the not quite as unbelievable but still magnificent receiver Alabama. It seems appropriate to you. Not Arch.
Not Arch, even though Arch was on it last year, despite not being a starter. I wonder if that's ever happened. A year where someone's on the cover as a backup, but not
amazing.
As a starter.
Two magnificent wide receivers who we can look forward to seeing. Travis Hunter, no real big surprise. This is from minicamp. He is taking snaps on both sides of the ball. Is that a surprise to you?
No, because I think that was their... I think they were pretty clear.
There was a plan. They were going to do this all along.
Yeah. Right.
And we also had some news from the Big 12.
Indeed we do, Jeff. I'm sure this is the news that everybody was looking forward to.
It's amazing how much the college sports just does stuff that people hate with no regard for the fact that people hate it.
Absolutely. NCAA President Charlie Baker said one of his top priorities here at the Big 12 spring meetings, which I find it interesting that he's at Big 12 spring meetings, was to discuss expanding March Madness, which could come in 2026. That would be the upcoming tournament. Quote, that would be the goal, to try and do this for next year. We've been talking about 72 and 76 teams, obviously.
Well, we mentioned that Memphis is on the bubble. Maybe this will be the difference.
This is designed for.
No, it's not designed for this.
This is to get
designed for getting more.
Correct.
More Power 5 teams into the damn.
This would be getting more Big 10 SEC.
How many Big 10 SEC teams in? It was interesting because at the SEC meetings, they were talking about, one of the coaches was saying that because the fifth COVID year.
Yep. It's Archie Miller, who's now the Texas basketball
coach. That's right. Because the fifth COVID year is
Sean Miller.
That it is it's going to be harder that the SEC, sure, they had some very good young players, but they were laden with a lot of very effective 5-year dudes.
Yep.
And that it's going to be hard to be as good because those dudes are gone now. And interesting point. I mean, you cannot count on every year being like last year, very clearly,
no,
if you're the SEC.
I don't think that should be the standard from now on. I still have faith that the SEC is going to be able to
acquire
some talent.
They'll have some pretty
talent.
Good players. Yeah, I figure they'll have some pretty good players. Oh, and the Fever, this came out yesterday, too. We didn't get to it. But, hell, we skipped the fact that it was Burger Night. The Fever, WNBA investigated the Fever and could not substantiate the claims that abusive language had been directed toward Angel Reese. Could not. They did their investigation, and they didn't exactly clear them, but they kind of cleared them. They basically said, listen, we talked to everyone we could talk to. We listened to video. We listened to whatever, and we didn't see any evidence of this. So,
I mean, even the team and the coach, when they were asked about it at their media day, or their media availability the next day, it was like, we didn't hear anything.
When the fan base from a team misbehaves,
yep.
The team itself will say, we find this unacceptable from our fans. We love most of our fans, but this is unacceptable. We need to put an end to it, right?
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
So, anyway, that happened as well. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Drew Hill and Rob Doster will join their program today. David Cobb is going to be in studio with me. Eric Hastein, Jason Smith will join us during the show today. Jeff will join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow for now. Work is done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.